listening to Up North News with Pat Kreitlow.
Where occasionally Pat picks out the music, and occasionally our guests do, and occasionally Luke, our producer, does. And so we'll find out more about the musical tastes of our guest, Cameron Stevenson, coming up in just a couple of moments here. We spoke the other day with Isaac Constance in Michigan from our sister outlet there, The Gander. All of us are under the umbrella of Courier Newsroom, and so I helped start Up North News in Wisconsin for Courier Newsroom. And we signed on the first Monday of January in 2020, when the world looked bright and we could all gather together, and not, you know, the coronavirus was something we all had not really even heard of at that point. Since that time, we don't have offices. We are scattered to the wind. We are scattered in different states. And as I mentioned with Isaac the other day, the only way I get to talk to anybody during the workday is through my keyboard on Slack. And so it is a pleasure to get to have a conversation with my counterpart from the Copper Courier in Arizona, Cameron Stevenson. Cam, good to see you.
Yeah, good to see you too. It's a rare and wonderful occurrence.
Well, especially since, I mean, we do gather for like Zoom meetings, you know, Google Hangouts and such, but usually it's being led by somebody else. And so we see each other, I mean, truly in the Brady Box screens, you know, so we see yeah. each other in all these other states. You know, we occasionally interact back and forth, but I mean, we are by and large a two-dimensional workforce. And I think the one time that we did gather, and this might predate you, Cam, but this was in like March of 2020, and we gathered in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
And found out afterwards that, yeah, well, one or two people there had COVID and kind of caught it after that. And that was the end of meetings.
Yeah. I remember that. It was, I think the week after that, my kids came home from spring break and then never went back for the rest of the year because of COVID. but before that, none of us thought too much of it.
No. Like we said, we were definitely living in a different world at that point. And I have to say, at that point, so many things have changed. And one of the things that is definitely different coming to current events here and what you're covering for the Copper Courier in Arizona was Kyrsten Sinema felt like this breath of fresh air. And instead, the only thing that's kept her from being the ultimate villain in Congress has been Joe Manchin, at least on the Democratic side of things. Now we hear the senator is going to support a package worked out by Manchin and Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer. I'll believe it when I see it, but still, did that strike you as much of at least a pleasant surprise as it did to me and others?
It was. I was actually talking with Joan Esposito on the Heartland Signal yesterday. Mm-hmm. About the deal, because at the time she had said she wanted to read the bill, had printed off the entire 750 page plus bill to bring home and read, and had come out and said she was against, she would only support it if it closed a certain tax loophole for the wealthy. Mm-hmm. Which we expected from you know, that's a lot of where her interest lies, protecting, you know, hedge fund donors and others who might not live here. But the fact that she got what she wanted and now she's vocally on board leads me to be cautiously optimistic. A lot of the times she doesn't let anyone know what her vote is until she's on the floor. And so getting a signal from her beforehand is a really good sign.
Oh, well, as we, so many of us remember from her somewhat surprising curtsy thumbs down vote on, I think that was a minimum wage hike.
Yeah.
I mean, I still don't, I don't know if she was trying to be as landmark as, you know, John McCain was with his famous thumbs down on, you know, Republicans trying to tear down the Affordable Care Act. But I'm just thinking back at it. Look at me. I'm still slack-jawed about how somebody could, especially on the Democratic side of the aisle, could curtsy and kind of give a raspberry to a hike in the minimum wage. I suppose that's old news. She probably doesn't hear about that anymore.
Yeah. I'm sure she never does. Especially coming from a state that, you know, by popular vote, we voted to raise the minimum wage tied to inflation. And so ever since 2016, our minimum wage has been going up here. And so it was unfortunate to see that our representative in Congress decided against it. Whereas Mark Kelly did support raising the minimum wage. So it was interesting schism between the two.
Well, and we talked to Kiev Akil the other day as well about some of the stories we're working on across Courier Newsroom. And he does a lot of the stories on polling and on the front page, you know, still at coppercourier.com, you can see a story that Kia wrote about how polling shows that, you know, she is not in step with the, you know, a plurality of Arizonans in terms of her job approval. So that can't be just based on one or two votes, Cam. What is the disapproval of her job, or at least the skepticism of her job? What is it rooted in?
I think a lot of it is rooted in a combination of things. One, she has changed drastically from her original days, you know, running for office in the state legislature. She was a Green candidate, you know, anti-war, anti, you know, capitalist, very much in favor of a more democratic populist platform. Since then, you know, she's won the House, she's won the Senate, and she has leaned more into wealthy donors and what they want in Congress, is seen less by the general public here in Arizona, doesn't really hold public town halls, doesn't do things in public. And so a lot of her policy platform and a lot of the way she votes isn't aligned with everyday voters anymore.
And look, she's not the first person to hear from the voters, you know, you're not what I thought you were going to be, or you've changed. But, you know, there's been so much of it that, you know, she has made herself kind of a special case here. We're going to talk more about that. But more importantly, the primary elections in Arizona with Cam Stevenson from the Copper Courier coming up right after this break. You're up north.
Shadows with a new glow. Oh, farewell, my friend.